今年啊，正在一年就过去了。当每年这样过去，
as the year pass，
正符合了圣经这句经文最后一句话。
This is exactly what this prophecy is about. This book, verse is about.
那个日期越来越近了。
Because the time is near.
正因为那个日期越来越近了。
Because the time is getting nearer.
所以圣经告诉我们，念这书上预言的和那些听见又遵守的有福了。
That's why the scripture says, blessed is the one who reads the word of this prophecy.
我们都喜欢福。
We all want to be blessed.
所以我们喜欢那个耳朵大的。
That's why in Chinese we like people with big ears.
我们喜欢那个额头高的。
With high forehead.
脸方方正正的。
People with big square face.
有些人你看到你就说，哎呦，他好有福气。
That's why we say you look very blessed.
但圣经的福气跟我们认为的福气是不一样的。
But you know the blessing from the Bible and the blessing that we understand may be very different.
正如我们喜欢聪明的。
We always prefer someone who is smart.
我们的主却拣选那些愚拙的。
But do you know God choose those who are foolish?
我们是很喜欢强壮的。
We prefer people who are strong.
圣经告诉我们，神却拣选那些软弱的。
Our Bible teaches us that very often God chooses the weak.
借着这些软弱的人，
by those who are weak.
借着这些愚蠢的，
by those who are foolish.
神的灵住在他们里面，
with the Spirit of God dwell within them.
叫他们里面可以彰显神。
Through them, God will magnify His glory.
叫那些强壮的羞愧。
So that they can shame the strong.
叫那些自以为聪明的羞愧。
So he can shame those who think they are smart.
所以今天我们要领受一句话。
That's why there's a lesson for us to learn today.
神所命定的福。
The blessing that comes from the Lord.
只有从圣灵所赐属灵的福气赏给我们。
It's coming through the Spirit.
都不从外面而来。
Did not come from anything exterior.
因为外面的都要终止。
Because everything from outside will come to an end.
好像草上的花。
Like the grass or the field.
花必枯干。
The flower will wither.
草必枯干。
The grass will wither.
花必凋谢。
The flower will droop.
只有神的道。
Only the word of God.
神的灵，
the Spirit of God，
和神的生命，
and also the life that come from God，
住在我们里面才永远长存，
that dwell within our heart will last eternally。
我们祷告，
let's pray together。
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you。
每天都是新的一天。
Because every day is new。
在人看来又趋近于年终。
As we come to the end of the year。
但谢谢主。
But we thank you.
你提醒我们的灵住在我们里面没有改变。
You revive our spirit, you dwell within us.
你向着我们的爱没有改变。
Your love to us is always constant.
圣灵常常将你的话浇灌在我们里面。
Your spirit has been putting your word into our heart.
也把你的爱浇灌在我们里面。
Also your love dwell within us.
叫你自己的信心、爱心和盼望。
So that our hope, our faith,
常存在我们这个不配的人里面。
Always be in our heart.
主啊，我们没有什么可以夸口的。
Father, we have nothing to boast.
我们只能说，
we can only say,
谢谢羔羊的血。
Thank you for the blood of the Lamb.
谢谢主耶稣基督的恩典。
Thank you for the grace that are coming from Jesus Christ.
我们不过是一个软弱的器皿。
We are very weak vessel.
教会也是软弱。
The church is weak.
只有靠主来充满。
But in you, God,
带领，
you come to guide us.
愿我们这个人，
may each one of us,
里面长存荣耀的盼望，
we have this glorious hope within us,
好叫基督的名在我们身上可以显大，
may your name be magnified in our life,
愿你的名在教会里面显大，
may your name be glorified through your,
荣耀先归给神，
we give you all the glory,
谢谢主，
thank you Lord,
奉主耶稣基督的名，
we pray in Jesus' name,
Amen.
Amen.
我们这一次两次， 我们要讲启示录。
This couple session we're going to talk about Revelation.
启示录不能乱讲的。
Book of Revelation, we have to be very cautious.
也不能讲得太深了。
We cannot go too deeply into it.
到底是这个比喻是属灵的灵异，还是真正有这个事情？
Can we explain it spiritually, or this is something real?
我们也不是在这边说灾前被提、灾中被提或灾后被提。
We are not going to talk about when is the rapture going to come.
我们乃是按着圣经所领受的。
But from what we learn from the scripture,
很浅
，simply.
注意哦，一个人所能领受圣经很浅的。
We can only simply understand the word of the Bible.
但只要我们用心、忠心在神面前
，only we are willing to be faithful to these words.
神会按着他的心意，把他的话摆在我们里面。
God through His own will put His word within our heart.
叫我们按着他的心意来领受
，so that we can understand His will through these words.
所以我今天说启示录的浅释。
That's why I say we're going to be summarized or simply book of Revelation.
以及领受。
And also to learn the lesson within.
我也希望有一个人五十分钟就把启示录讲完了。
I wish I can speak the book of Revelation in 50 minutes.
而且我都能领受。
And you can understand everything.
我就高高兴兴的出门。
And you can leave here happily.
我没有办法。
But that's an impossibility.
我没有那个恩赐。
Even I don't have that ability.
所以我只能祷告。
I can only pray.
看我里面领受的是什么。
Now I have received from the Lord.
很谦卑的摆明在弟兄姊妹面前。
Humbly I share them with you.
如果你有不同的看见，
If you have a different understanding,
非常欢迎你到我面前来。
I gladly welcome you to share with.
或者你举个手，我到你面前去。
Maybe raise your hand so we can talk.
你可以教我。
Maybe you can share with me.
但我们不要争辩。
But we don't want to argue.
因为圣经告诉我们，
Because the Bible teaches us.
今天有好多的事情，
There are many things that happen today.
就像我们对着镜子观看，
We are looking like into a mirror.
模糊不清，
It's vaguely visible.
我举个例子，
Let me give you an example.
你从很远的地方 看到两座山，
When you see a mountain or two mountains from a distance,
你觉得这两座山是怎么样？靠在一起。
From a distance, they look to be connected.
所以你就觉得说，这个山跟那个山中间，就是差一个跳过去就可以了。
You feel like you are just one step away from the other hill.
有一天
，One day，
当你爬到这个山顶的时候
，When you reach the peak of one mountain，
你再回头一看
，As you look the other one。
这个山跟那个山中间有什么？
Between the two mountains,
有一百条小河。
There were hundreds of rivers there.
还有两万平方公里的土地。
There are thousands of miles of acreage between.
你看得到吗？
Do you see that before?
注意啊，我们看不到啊。
You would not see it before.
从圣经说六十二个七。
The Bible talk about 77 sevens.
六十二个七
，62 sevens.
先六十二个七
，begin with 62 sevens.
然后贝鲁又七个七
，and there is 7 more sevens.
所以总共六十九个七
，then they come to 69 sevens.
现在剩最后一个七
，and there is 1 more seven to go.
我们以为哦，那就七年就好了。
We said maybe seven more years to come.
其实六十九个七的时候
，When you talk about 69 sevens,
六十九个七第七年的时候
，69 seven years,
跟七十个七中间还隔了很多的东西我们看不见的。
Between these numbers, there are still so many things we did not comprehend.
Sorry, I confuse you too much. 我的目的不是要 confuse， 我只举这个例子啊。
I give you all these to the as an example.
懂意思吗？
Exactly.
两座山，
between the two mountains.
你远远看，它们贴在一起的。
When you look from a distance, they seem to be together.
一直到你坐了直升机上去
，until you fly over with a helicopter.
再看回来
，you look down.
你会发现这两座山中间有你太多不明白的了。
There are so many things in between.
懂不懂我的意思？
Is that clear to you?
所以圣经告诉我们，
That's why the Bible teaches.
不要强解圣经。
Don't force yourself to understand the scripture.
不要用你自己觉得三本书一看你就会讲了。
That you turn a few pages and you think you know.
我讲到只有一个原则。
There's one principle I follow in the biblical teaching.
不管我去医生面前、去律师面前、去大老板面前讲到，通通这个原则。
No matter who I'm talking to, I use the same principle.
我自己里面没有领受。
If I do not understand,
我自己里面的灵没有同意。
If my spirit do not agree,
我闭口不言。
I stay quiet.
我圣经多讲的，我就多讲。
If the scripture teach them, I'll share with them.
圣经少讲的，我就少讲。
Whatever Bible stays silent, I do not talk about.
圣经不讲的，我闭口不言。
If Bible did not mention it, I would not talk about it.
我到哪里不需要人给我拍掌。
I'm not looking for clapping approval.
谢谢你们常常都不打瞌睡。
I thank you that you don't take a nap.
这是对着一个讲道的人极大的鼓励。
Because that's a great encouragement to me.
那天有一个人跟我讲说，因为你声音大，我们睡不着。那也好。
Maybe that's good.
那是神给我的声音。
This is the voice I've been given to me.
对不对？所以我们今天要凭着诚实的心。
That's why we come honestly.
绝对不要凭着自己。
Not by our own ability.
也没有什么了不起的。
Because we have nothing to boast.
神拣选愚拙的。
God choose the foolish.
软弱的。
The weak.
叫那些自以为强壮、自以为聪明的羞愧。
So that he can shame the strong and the intelligent.
而且全然羞愧。
So shame them completely.
好，我们今天开始，我们要读一些，都要读啊。
We have to read a couple of scriptures.
每天我们都要读一读，因为这个不是用人的言语可以讲清楚的。
Because it's not the human word can make it clear.
只有靠着圣灵的启示。
By the revelation of the Holy Spirit,
我们才能够一点一点的明白。
And we can gradually comprehend.
我们再念一次。
Let's read the scripture again.
English first.
Blessed
is the one who reads the word of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear it and take it to heart what is written in it, because the time is near.
中文。
念这书当成预言，我那时听见有信守他所记
载的都是有福的，因为日期近了。
第一个注意
，first
to be blessed 要有福
，to be blessed
我们必须在这个书上面有一些简单的分享。
You must be able to share the word。
你记得在《使徒行传》一章第九节说什么吗
？You remember in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 9, what does it say?
当主耶稣基督在众人面前被天使接升天的时候
，When Jesus was raised to heaven by the two angels,
有两个穿白衣的站在旁边
，There are two men in white garments stand beside him.
跟旁看着主耶稣上去的人
，and those who are looking up at Jesus being taken up，
他说他如何上升
，they told them how he was taken up，
他还要怎么再来
，that's how he will return again。
那是谁写的
？Who wrote that？
使徒行传谁写的
？In the book of Acts，
Luke， 对不对？路加写的，结果到了。老约翰的时候
，When you come to the old of disciple John，
好了 ，Let me ask you a favor， 每个人 please turn your Bible or your smartphone or smartwatch into smart chapter， OK？ 现在就 turn， 我们要念啊，你不念那就没有意思了。
Please use your Bible，
那就变成我在这边讲疯话了。
I don't want to just talk to myself。
No， I won't talk nonsense。你们会认为哦 ，How come you know all this? No, I don't know anything. It's all from Bible. That's why I want you to read together with me. All right? in the next two or three sessions. 看啊，第七节。
Verse 7.
English first. 那英语越好的分数。哎哎哦，没关系，来，没关系。Okay, who read for us? Please, now.
Behold, he is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him, even they who hate him, and all the troops of the earth will mourn because of him. Even so, amen.
Amen. 谢谢 ，Thank you. 多谢晒。看啊，第七节啊
，Verse 7.
看呐、啊。
以后
他驾云降临，众目要看见他，连刺他的人也要看见他，地上的万族都要因他哀哭。这话是真实的，是阿们的。原文就是这样子，阿们是什么？不能骗人的。主耶稣基督常常跟那个尼哥底母说，我实实在在的告诉你。
Jesus tell Nicodemus, truly, truly, I tell you,
人若不重生，就不能进神的国。
Unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
什么叫做我实实在在的告诉你啊？
When Jesus say, truly, truly, I tell you,
今天跟人不一样啊。
This is different from what we mean.
我公司里面有一些同事啊。
Some of my colleagues in the company
常跟我讲
，They tell me often.
我老实的是跟你说
，I tell you honestly.
我就知道他不老实。
I know he's gonna lie to me now.
还有老实的跟我讲
，Why do you have to tell me honestly?
但主耶稣基督说，我实实在在的告诉你
，Jesus tell you truly, truly I tell you.
就是说我阿门阿门的跟你说
，I amen amen I tell you.
这件事必要成就。
This thing will come to pass.
是不是？他要驾云降临，谁要看到啊？地上的万族，包括外邦信主的。
He is coming again in the cloud, and every eye will see him.
包括他当初的以色列的选民。
All the people of Israel of his time.
还有包括那一些不信主的人。
Including those who did not believe him.
信主的人今天说。
The those who believe say today,
你是万王之王，万主之主。
We're going to say that you are the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
万妻都要跪拜，万口都要承认耶稣基督是主。
That every knee will bow down and every tongue will confess that He is Lord.
外邦不信主的人说什么
？The Gentiles say,
他们还是不悔改。
We will not believe.
他们虽然受了苦。
Even though they went through a lot of suffering,
圣经说他们嘴里满了亵渎的话
they speak,
他们只想躲避这个灾害
they want to hide from the disaster to come.
所以他说大山啊遮住我
they say hide us the mountains.
小山挡住我
the hill cover us.
因为我没有办法见到这位神的荣光
because we cannot stand to the one who is coming.
我们今天说万妻都跪拜，万口都承认。
We say every knee will bow down and every tongue will confess.
他们没有。
They did not believe it.
但是有一天
，But one day，
他们丢在永远火湖里面的时候
，I say in the lake of fire，
他的膝盖也要跪下来。
Their knee will bow down.
他也必须承认你是唯一的神，唯一的主。
Indeed, the time will confess. Indeed, you are Lord of Lords.
好，再继续看了啊。
Let's continue.
那个主日
，On that day,
老约翰被圣灵充满。
John the disciple was filled with the Holy Spirit.
天就向他开了。
And he see the heaven open.
我们至少讲过四堂圣灵啊。
We talk about four sessions about the Holy Spirit.
我们也举了 Angela 的例子，大家不要忘记了。
Remember we use Angela as an example.
你忘记了没有？没有忘记吧？买车子的是不是？
买了没有？还没买。
有应许的圣灵。
But there's a promised Holy Spirit.
有经过受洗以后圣灵的洗。
The washing of the Holy Spirit through baptism.
并且要常常因着主的话，让圣灵在我们里面充满。
We want to fill our heart with God's words.
那一天，老约翰被圣灵充满。
That day, John was filled with the Spirit.
他看见一个事情。
He see a seeing some.
因为如果没有看到这个事情，
if he did not see it,
一切都是假的。
Everything else will be false.
他看到什么事情呢？
What did John see?
主耶稣说，我第一次来是为了什么？拯救罪人。
Jesus said, I come first to save the sinners.
我第一次来是为了拯救罪人。
I come to save people who are sinning.
我第二次来，
When I return again,
不是为了拯救罪人，
not to save,
是要审判罪恶，
but to judge the sin,
一切的罪人和罪恶的事，
all the sinner and all the evil deed.
这是主耶稣基督再来的目的。
That is the reason for his second coming.
好，我们看看啊，这个时候，当主耶稣向老约翰显明的时候，他显明什么东西？看。
So let's see what did Jesus reveal to disciple John.
我先念中文的好不好？
Let's read the Chinese first.
Now who else help me to read English?
A verse.
Verse 12. 12 to 16. Okay, we just take turns. I read the one verse Chinese, and someone read the one verse English. Whoever can help, please. 我转过身来，要看是谁发声与我说话。既转过来，就看见七个金灯台。
Then I turned to see the voice that was speaking to me, and on turning, I saw seven golden lampstands.
诶，你们怎么不念啊？哦，没叫你们念，中文一起念，一起念啊。十三节来，灯台中间有一位好像人子，身穿长衣，直垂到脚，胸间束有金带。
And in the midst of the lampstand, one like a son of man, clothed with a long robe and with golden sash around his chest.
他的十四节。他的头与发皆白，如白羊毛，如雪；眼目如同火焰。
His hair on his head were white, like white wool, like snow. His eyes were like flame of fire.
脚好像在炉中下炼光明的铜，声音如同重水的声音。
His feet were like burnished bronze, refined in a furnace, and his voice was like a rolling of many waters.
他右手拿着七星，从他口中出来一把两刃的利剑，面貌如同烈日漫光。
In his right hand, he held seven stars. From his mouth came a sharp two-edged sword, and his face was like the sun shining in the forest.
你看第十七节，当老约翰看到这幅情景的时候，老
seven John said when I saw him,
老约翰干什么？十七节起来，我一看见就扑倒在他脚前，像死了
一样。他用右手。
好，要是我也死了。
If I were John, I would be dead too.
哎，这个人死的这一个。这个 appearance 好不好看啊？
When you saw the son of man,
嘴里有一个什么？两刃的利剑。
There's two-edged sharp sword coming out of his mouth.
眼睛像火炬。
His eyes are like flame, burning flame.
脚上穿着铜鞋子。
There's bronze shoes.
很可怕的
哦。Terrifying sight.
带着杀气的，晓得吗？
He holding a sword.
所以从第一章开始，
From chapter one,
所写明的耶稣，
the Jesus that is revealed in the scripture,
就清楚地告诉我们一件事情，
clearly tell us something.
他不是羔羊，
He is no longer the lamb.
他再也不是羔羊了。
He is no longer the lamb of God.
后面说他是犹大的狮子。
He is a lion of Judah.
他第一次来是成为什么？神的羔羊，为世人除掉罪孽的。
He first come as the lamb of God, take away the sin of man.
第二次他来，
His second coming,
带着杀气。
He come with a sword.
为什么穿着铜鞋啊？
Come with a bronze shoe.
因为以前的镜子都是铜做的，晓得吧？
Because all the mirror are made out of bronze.
所以他的脚、他的铜、他的靴子走到哪里？
That's why the boots wherever you walk to.
就把人心中一切的隐情全然的照亮出来。
He will reveal and light up all the things that hidden in man's heart.
口里双刃的剑。
The sword come out his mouth.
眼睛的光。
Light from his eyes,
让你无处躲藏。
That there is no place that we can hide.
记住，无处躲藏。
There is no place that we can hide from him.
他来干什么？
What is he coming for?
最后说，全身穿着白袍。
He is dressed in white robe.
时长到脚。
All the way to his feet.
这就是当时候罗马政府法官的衣着。
The robe of a judge.
他比法官更厉害。
He is more fierce than the judge.
他不但是法官，
Not only is he the judge,
他还是执行官。
He is also the executioner.
弟兄姊妹，懂了没有？
Is that clear to you?
第一章就告诉我们，他不再是羔羊。
The first chapter tells us Jesus is no longer the lamb.
也许你问我哪里有写字他是狮子？
Where did he say that he is a roaring lion?
你看第五章五节。
On chapter 5, verse 5.
这个我们下一次讲了
哦。We will talk about this more in detail.
长老中有一位对我说：“不要哭啊，看呐、啊，什么犹大支派的狮子。
”Behold the lion of Judah.
所以今天第一个重点。
That's why the first point I want to let you know.
弟兄姊妹要知道。
That's something that you want to know.
他在云彩中再回来的时候。
Is he coming in the midst of the clouds?
不是带着福音了。
No longer he bring the gospel.
那个时候
，at this time,
只有老鹰在天上传和平的福音。我们下次讲啊。
We know there are eagles flying in the sky, flying peace.
我们今天所听到的是什么？
What we heard,
得救的福音。
We heard the gospel of salvation.
我们不是听到和平的福音。
We did not hear the gospel of peace.
那一天当大灾难到的时候
，When the day of catastrophe comes,
天上再也不传得救的福音。
There is no longer the gospel of salvation.
因为人都在灾难当中受苦。
Because the day of suffering is coming.
天上传了和平的福音。
The gospel of peace from heaven.
叫我们再忍耐片刻。
That we should bear a little bit longer.
忍耐啊。
Be patient.
我的恩典够你用。
My grace is sufficient for you.
这些事情。
All these things.
只有两年一年，两载一载半载。
It might last two or three more years.
42 months.
Altogether 42 months.
三年半嘛，两载一载半载，三年半嘛啊，42个月。
About 42 months.
1260天
1260天 1260 days
耶稣基督要在这1260天之内
In that 260 days
结束地上一切的罪恶
God will put an end to the evil in the world
然后他告诉我们一件事情
And he told us one very important thing
这个世界成了我主和主耶稣基督的国。
The world, this world will become the kingdom of our Lord and our God.
不得了的事情。
This is an amazing thing.
你一定要听啊！所以我刚刚说第一个点。
That's why the first point.
我们想到基督再来的时候。
When you think of Jesus coming again.
除了我们里面有荣耀的盼望。
Not only do we have that glorious hope within us.
我们要注意一点哦。
Another thing we must remember.
他来的样子，脸色不好看哦。
He is not going to be a friendly face.
一定不好看的。
He is going to be terrifying.
谁读了这个第一章以后跟我讲他来的时候是一个 smiley face?
Anybody can tell me that Jesus is smiling?
绝对不是。
Absolutely not.
所以我们自己要注意。
That's why we have to be very careful.
因为时候近了。
Because the time is near.
念这书上预言的。
Anybody read the prophecy in this book?
为什么会成为有福？
You will be blessed.
因为我们会悔改
because you will want to repent
我们里面知道
Because within us we know，
照着我这个样子
，the way I am now，
一定被他的童鞋全部踩死。
We're going to be trapped under his bronze shoes。
地上一切的荣耀
，all the glory of the world。
地上一切的 I, me, myself。
All the pride of the world。
在他发光的面前
，in his shining face。
都渐渐退去
，It's all going to be fading away。
圣经有说
，The Bible teach us。
摩西脸上的光彩怎么样
？The glorious light of Moses。
渐渐废去
，Gradually fades away。
地上没有一个荣耀
，There's nothing, no glory in the world。
地上没有一个闪亮
，Nothing bright shining in the world。
能够在这一位人子面前存活的。
We stand or stand before.
好，这是第一点。第二点
，This is the first point. Secondly,
他马上就告去 ensure， 就跟这个老约翰确认了几件事情。
Yeah, a couple of things. He ensured disciple John.
好，我们看十七节啊。
Verse 17.
一样 ，Let's take turns to read. Chinese first. 好 ，English first. 现在第十七节来了。
Chapter one.
Whoever read English, please read out together.
When I saw him, I fell to his feet as though dead, but he laid his right hand on me, saying, Fear not, I am the first and I am the last.
好，十七节来。
我一看见，
就扑倒在他脚前，像死了一样。他用右手按着我说，不要惧怕，我是首先的，我是幕后的。十六节来。
Verse 18.
Oh, 18, yeah. Sorry.
And the living one, I died, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and I have the key of death and Hades.
好，中文。
又是那
存活的，我曾死过，现在又活了，直活到永永远远，并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。所以看到没有，主耶稣基督向老约翰确认了一件事情。
Jesus Christ reassured John，
我是首生的，是在一切被造以先的。
I'm the first before anything that was created。
我也是最后的。
I'm also the last。
我是一个罪恶的 Terminator 终结者。
I'm the Terminator of evil。
我是最先的。
I'm the beginning。
我是 Alpha。
I'm Alpha。
我也是最后的。
I'm also the last。
我是 Omega。
I'm Omega。
并且
also，
我曾经为你们死过。
I have died for you。
你看，后来他给他看，你先看第六章看看。
In chapter six，
chapter 第五章第六节啊。
Chapter five verse six。
你不管这个以后我们再讲了啊。他说，我又看见宝座和四活物并长老之中有羔羊站立，下面说什么？像是被杀过的。
I see the lamb that was as though he had been slain。
看到没有，他说我曾经死过。
I had been slain。
我曾经被杀。
I was killed。
为了什么？
Because of what？
为了我们的罪。
Because of the sins of man。
但我已经活过来。
But now I am living。
好像使徒行传里面说的。
Just like in the book he said。
神设立了一个人。
God has established a man。
到了时候。
When the time comes。
叫他从死里复活。
God will raise him from the dead。
给万人做可信的凭据。
So that will be a living testimony。
他是基督。
Like he is Christ。
他是神。
God，
他是生命的主。
He is the Lord of life。
所以当那个老约翰扑倒，什么叫扑倒啊
？When John fall down，
扑倒中文的扑什么意思啊
？In Chinese，
死了。 像死了一样。所以圣经说，信主的人虽会跌倒，但绝不会扑倒。
Even though we might fall, we will not be ruined.
懂意思吗？我们都会软弱，不要怕软弱。
Don't be afraid that we are weak.、Sometimes.
信主的人会跌倒，会软弱。
We might fall, we might trip.
但是我们不会 by the dust.
But we will not be destroyed.
因为里面的灵是永活的灵。
Because you have an eternal spirit within you.
今天主耶稣基督 assure 老约翰，我是活着并且活到永远的那一位。
He assured John that I'm the living one and I will live forever.
他最后跟他讲句什么话？
Finally, he told John,
死亡和阴间的钥匙都在我的手中。
I hold the keys of death and Hades.
又一次了。
One more time.
他为什么不讲，天堂的钥匙在我手中？
Why did not he say that I have the key to heaven?
Ferrari 的 key 在我手中。
I have the key of the Ferrari.
耶稣基督再来不是给我们 Ferrari.
Because when he come again, it's not for us, for the Ferrari.
耶稣最后一次来为了什么？
When he come the last time,
为了审判全地。
He come as judge of all.
审判的结果就是人进入什么？永远的死亡和阴间。
After the judgment, there will be an eternal death.
所以主耶稣基督说。阴间和死亡的钥匙在我手里。
That's why he said, I hold the keys of death and Hades.
如果你悔改，
if you repent,
成为我的子民，
become my children,
成为我的儿女，
become my people,
他把我们从阴间释放出来。
He will release us from the Hades.
凡是老固执，
all the stubborn person,
老顽固，
all the
愚蠢的，
the foolish.
那一天必要锁在死亡和阴间里面。
They will be locked in the Hades of death.
永远放不出来。
Never to be released.
好，我们今天才讲第一章，已经讲得这么的激动了啊！
The exciting chapter.
都懂意思了没有？
Is that clear to you?
就是老约翰看见主耶稣跟他启示的东西。
John saw the revelation from Christ.
哎，你写给你，你跟你儿子讲电话，讲到最后那一句话，这是最重要的，是不是
？No, the last word of your conversation with your son.
前面讲了半天，
day,
最后说要好好念书啊、哦。这就是最重要的一句话。
That's the most important one.
儿女最不喜欢听的就是这句话。
That's the word that they want to hear.
Every time 就是叫我好好念书。
Every time is study hard.
主耶稣基督给老约翰看什么
？Jesus revealed something to John.
死亡和阴间的钥匙在谁手上？在我手上。
Jesus revealed, I hold the key to death and Hades.
我穿着光明铜的鞋子。
I wear a shining bronze boot.
嘴里面吐出有剑。
There are swords that come out of his mouth.
眼睛吐出火焰。
Flame coming out of his eyes.
并且全身发亮。
Whole body shining.
没有一件事情能够从我面前逃走的。
Nothing can be hidden from him.
而且
，also，
我不是今天讲完，明天早上死掉的。
Not that he after he finish he's going to die.
我曾经为你们死过。
He the one that died before.
现在又
活过来。Now he is living.
并且活到。
And he will live.
阿门。活到永永远远。
And he will live eternally.
他是阿尔法。
He is the beginning.
他是首生的。
He is the first.
他是末后。
He is the last.
他是 Omega.
He is Omega.
第一章这样讲，懂了没有？
This is chapter one.
懂了啊、
哦。Is that clear to you?
哎，至少二十二章启示录已经懂了一章了。
Now we got one of the 22 chapters.
好，我们继续进入第二、第三章，好吧
？Go to chapter two.
哎呦，来。好，没有关系的，反正刚刚你讲了，我每个月都来，只要你们愿意我来，我都来嘛。
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to be coming every month.
I have nowhere to go.
I have no other place.
其实很喜乐的。
I'm very joyful to be here.
我们弟兄也是。
所以 my brother
跟每天都很喜乐。
We are happy.
哎，你下个礼拜要去梁弟兄那里了？
我
准备了没有啊
？You ready?
对不起。所以啊，要注意。
Let's pay attention.
看啊，大家看，十九节，一章十九节，结束我们今天的第一章。
19.
结束我们今天的第一章。来，中文先念。所以你要把所看见
的
和现在的事，并将来必成的
事
都写出来。
Write therefore the things that you have seen, those that are, and those that are to take place after this.
记住哦。
Remember this.
你要把一切所看见的。
Write down everything that you have seen.
或是现在发生的
，things that are happening now，
或将来必成的事
，and the thing that will happen in the
从此刻写下来
，write everything down，
叫那些信徒带着盼望的信徒
，so Lord, let those believers who have hope，
他们在末世的日子里面
，in the end time，
可以得着教诲
，they can be reminded，
可以得着教导
，they can be taught。
而且可以得着安慰
They can be comforted.
因为主耶稣基督必然得胜
Because in the end the Lord Jesus will be victorious.
He will reign.
He will reign.
He is the winner.
他是会赢的
他是永永远远的得胜者
He is eternal winner.
只要我们记住在这里
If only we remember.
不管将来我们遇到什么事情
No matter what we might encounter in the future.
记住一个人挡不住的
Nobody can stop.
必须弟兄姊妹。所以在希伯来书十章里面说
，That's why in the Hebrew it teaches us.
还有小小点，对不对
？A little more time.
他说还有一点点的时候，上海话叫什么？还有一点点的晨光是吧？哎，还有一点点的晨光。
A little more time.
那要来的就来。
The one who is coming will come.
所以有十二个字我们要注意。
That's why this two character we must remember.
要激发爱心。
Inspire yourself in love.
勉励
行
善。
Encourage each other to do good.
不要停止
聚会。
聚会。
Do not forget to attend church.
没有人说聚会是礼拜天，你下午两点半就这边一坐，坐礼拜就坐。
Nobody say come to sit in the church.
Congregation 就是 church. 会众，
会众就是 congregation.
会众在一起最重要的是什么？
What's the most important thing for congregations?
交通
is to have fellowship.
彼此激励
to encourage one another.
彼此担当
to bear each other's burdens.
叫我们都能够在身体里面。
So together we are in the one body.
坚持到底。
We can persist to the end.
荣耀主耶稣基督的名。
Now we can glorify the name of Jesus.
我站得住吗？站不住。
Can I stand by myself?
你呢
？It's in you.
你可能比较站得住。
不用，跟拐杖。
你还有拐杖，将来我也带拐杖。
With the same.
所以记住，弟兄姊妹，激发爱心。
That's why we inspire each other in love.
大家说，激发爱心，
勉励
行善，绝对不要什么停止
聚会。
Never neglect the church.
在聚会当中要彼此交通
，and always have fellowship.
就是要有神的话鼓励起来。
We can have fellowship in God.
弟兄不要软弱，因为我们所信的神是曾经死过，现在活了，而且直活到永永远远。感谢主，哪有这么好的主
？That's why, brother, don't be discouraged. The one we believe is being slain, but he's living now today.
所以他叫老约翰。
That's why he tell old John.
把他所看见的
，write down what you see.
或现在的事
，the thing that is happening now.
或将来必成的事
，and the thing that is surely to come，
写下来
，write everything down，
并且把这些东西告诉亚西亚的七个教会
，and also share them with the church of Ephesus，
从以弗所一直到老底家
，all the way to the Asia，
所以你看看好多书哦，好多的解经书哦。
That's why there are so many books about prophecy.
哦，以佛所是最早建立的，所以以佛所代表第一世纪的教会。
The church of Ephesus is the first approval church.
士梅拿代表第二、第三世纪。
And then they are the second approval church.
推亚推拉第四、第五世纪。
And then Thessalonica will be the third group.
老底家才是我们今天末世的。
And now there's an end time church.
那就把圣经的第二页、第三页撕掉就好了。为什么要读以弗所？为什么要读腓拉铁腓？都不要读这些。
And we can skip all the other books.
这七封书信跟年代没有关系。
Only seven epistles are not related to time.
有，跟年代有关系。
Maybe related to a different time.
但是年代以及教会当中的问题都是这本书这七封信要告诉我们当代基督徒的目的。
All these lessons from Epistle are for us today.
你看是不是我的问题啊？
This is not our problem.
一面读这七封信，
As we study the seven epistles.
对不起啊，有的人一个一个讲道只讲以弗所一篇，我们没办法啊、哦，没办法，没有那么多生命了啊、哦，没有那么多生命，哎，所以我自己把它搅碎。
As I summarize this,
而且我如果以这个启示录一讲二十个礼拜
，We can talk about Book of Revelation for 20 weeks。
这里大概没有人了、啊、
，Maybe
绝对没有人了、啊。哦，这个礼拜陈弟兄讲启示录 ，No，
Revelation
again。No， 我。四五次我就给他讲完了。
I want to finish the book in three or four or five sessions.
因为我要讲的很生动。
I want to make it lively.
让你里面能够明白。
So that you can understand.
好，我们看啊，第二章开始了，七个教会。
There are seven churches in chapter two.
好，我念一个，我只讲一个圣经，你们自己回去看，不能说只有听陈弟兄讲，你回去一定要读圣经的啊。
When you go back, I want you to read the chapter.
我们不能只去饭店拿他那个 menu 看一看，哦，饱了，走了。你怎么会看 menu 就饱呢？
You won't be fed by just looking at the menu.
你要 cost you, 你要花钱。
You have to put in the pay cash.
去买一个牛肉炒河粉。
Food,
那你吃下去才会饱啊。
You
cannot just only look at the menu.
You just read the menu.
带着你的女朋友 ，Honey, look at the menu. Honey, okay, let's go goodbye. 好，第二章
，Chapter Two，
以弗所书第四节
，Verse Four，
中文开始
，Read the Chinese.
然而
有一件事我要责备你。就是你把起初
的
爱心离弃
了。
But I have this against you, that you have abandoned the love you have at first.
Sorry, we really need to read verse 3. Verse 3 again.
Let's go verse 3 too.
你也能忍耐，成为我的名，劳苦并不疲倦。
I know you are enduring patience and bearing up for my name's sake.
是不是为了主的名毫不疲倦
？That you have not grown weary，
在主里面非常忠心
；That you are faithful in the Lord，
但是忠心之下缺少了
；But in your faithfulness there is lacking of what？
爱心
，the lacking of love。
糟糕了
，unfortunately。
每个礼拜天
，every Sunday，
全部都坐满了。
This place is filled。
每一个都是专心听到
，everybody pay careful attention。
结果。病的病死的死都不管
Hello, we don't care those
没有爱心
no, there is no love.
所以圣经里面告诉我们信心要下什么保罗说我常常为你们帖撒罗尼迦人祷告因为你们在信心里面所下的功夫在爱心当中所受的劳苦并且盼望我们主耶稣基督所有的忍耐是不是信望爱
faith, love, and hope.
好，第一个以弗所教会啊，
the first,
只有忠心，没有爱心。
They are faithful, but no love.
所以他叫他，你在哪里跌倒，就在哪里站起来。
That's why where you fall down, that's where you should get up.
好，第二个士美拿教会。
And then the church of
Samira. 第九节, 来, 我知道你的患难, 你的贫穷, 你却是富足的。
I know your tribulation and your poverty, but you are rich.
第十节, 你将要受的苦, 你不要怕, 魔鬼要把你们中间几个人下到监里。 好,
Do not fear what you are about to suffer. Behold, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison.
教会里面有很多告状的。
They are so many accusers in the church.
以至于当时候迫害的时候，就到教会里面来抓人。
That's why there are people come are put in prison in the time of tribulation.
就是在某些国家叫做异义分子。
They are the dissidents.
他就把你抓起来。
They capture you.
但是圣经告诉我们。
But the Bible teaches us.
主耶稣基督说士美拿教会。
When Jesus talked about the church, Samana or not.
虽然受了这么多的冤枉与苦害,
Even though they went through so many suffering and tribulation,
第九节说, 你们却是富足的。
But the verse 9 says, you are rich.
是不是这样子啊? 好,这是第二个士美拿教会。
This is the second church.
再看别加摩。
And then the church of Pergamos.
14节。
Verse 14.
二章14节, 来,中文。 然而有几件事我要责备你，因为在你那里有人服从了巴兰的教训。大家知道巴兰啊，对不对啊？这个当时候摩押人要整以色列，叫巴兰去帮助他们，连驴子都讲话。你们回去看看列王记上下看看就知道了。
You know this from the story of the kings.
教会里面怎么样啊？
In the church.
对，都很好。
Everybody was doing good.
服侍、洗碗、照顾，通通很好。
People serve, people work.
就是里面有了巴兰的 teaching.
But they within their teaching of Balaam.
弟兄姊妹，
mm-hmm.
特别我们当中做弟兄的，
Especially the brother in the church.
你一定要在主的话上面做守护者。
You must be the guardian of God's word.
如果有一个站在这里讲道的人，
someone who speaks here to, stand here to speak,
讲的与圣经不符，
to speak something contrary to the Bible,
没有什么不好意思的。
Hey, nothing to be ashamed.
哎呀，我们刚盖一个新教会。
We are just building a new church.
人家好不容易来一次。
Very hard to have him coming.
No.
Not so.
一块肉上面，
In a piece of fresh meat.
只要有一个区，
It's so long this
区怎么讲？ 我也不会讲区怎么讲， 谁会讲区啊？
肉区怎么美？
Gross, don't worry.
Yeah, 这个开始烂掉 rotten的时候啊，
In the process of rotting,
很快的， 整块肉都不见了。
Before you know the whole meat is gone.
绝对 你可以允许长头发、短头发、穿短裤、穿球鞋到教会来。
You can come with long hair, short pants to the church.
特别以后自己有了教会。
But especially when you have your own building.
我们要做守护者。
You have to be the guardian of the church.
长得好看不好看没有关系。
Whether the guy looks good or handsome, doesn't matter.
必须忠心讲主的话。
But he must be faithful to the words of God.
教会的破裂。
The division of the church.
从历史上看，
historically,
很少从外面来的。
Never coming from without.
外面越打越杀。
The worst it happened outside the church.
里面怎么样？ 越刚强。
Within the church generally grows stronger.
最怕的就是，
The most fearful part.
外面好好的。
Everything is going out nicely outside.
我们里面失去了警戒的心。
Wrong within, we lose our awareness.
肉体里面的不好意思。
We are embarrassed.
以至于让不是神的话就在我们中间开始传。
Now we allow things that contrary to the word to prevail inside.
那天我看有七个执事啊，长老要注意哦。
I see you have seven deacons here now.
不然有一天神就在这里问你。
And one day God might ask us.
现在几点？
What time?
再讲一分钟哦，讲教会。好。
那个推亚推拉。 一样， 啊，跟耶洗别在里面，讨厌的耶洗别，旧约一个耶洗别，新约一个又耶洗别，以后给女儿取名字千万不要叫耶洗别，叫 Mary 了，叫 Emily 了都好，千万不要叫耶洗别。
Don't never know the name of the
Lord. 奇怪，没个好东西。
拿我的意思表 good lady，
专门传讲与世界妥协的话。
They are always compromised with the world.
而且私下的，不是传道人吗？私下的。
Always privately they compromise.
结果教会整个都垮掉。
And finally it affects the whole church.
第三章。
And in chapter three,
撒迪教会。
The church of Sardis.
你看。
Here.
第一节，等一下，第一节说最后面几个字说中文的，按明你是活的，其实是死的。
Even though you are living.You are indeed dead.
弟兄姊妹
My brothers and sisters.
如果再下面一个
And then the next one.
菲拉铁菲
the church of Philadelphia.
很小
Very small church.
但是神要他们在殿里面做柱子
But God wants them to the pillar of the church.
不要求大
It doesn't look to be a big church.
不要求外面的热闹
Do not do this. Do not be so prosperous.
乃要心里怎么样？心里火热，常常服侍主，好像以马忤斯路上的那两个门徒。那两个门徒说什么？当那个人他不知道是谁了。当
Why he was speaking?
当那个人把话给我们解开的时候
，Why he speaking the word to us?
我的心里岂不是喜乐火热的吗
？Is my heart burning?
Heart burning 可能是 holiday 吃东西吃太多了 ，heart burn.
Heart burning would be maybe you eat too much.
但是在主里面的 heart burning。一个火热的心只有一件事情不是从外面的活动来的
When your heart is burning within the gospel is not from outside
一定 from the word 一定从主的话来
It will come from the words of God
主的话让我们里面火热
God's word will burn us
让我们里面有热心
So that we'll be jealous
因圣经所给我们的话
Because the word that we got from the Bible
生出盼望
We will have hope.
产生忍耐
We will have grow patience.
并且受教导
Finally, we will be taught.
好，你们自己回去看了，像菲拉铁菲啊，这种教会都是被他是被赞美的。You are very small, but I put you as the pillar in my kingdom. 不得了。不是说那就这几个人都不要传福音了，不是。
Not that we should small church share the gospel.
不需要去学很多 mega 教会的做法。
We don't have to learn from the church.
去外面拉很多人进来，不需要。
To drag so many people into the church.
圣经有几个 office of officials 是十夫长有没有
？There's a centurion in the church.
百夫长有没有
？There's centurion.
千夫长。
And the soldier in charge of thousands.
今天神叫我们做二夫长，那就做二夫长了，二不行啊，至少两三个人啊，不是不行。神给我们做十夫长，我们就做十夫长。
God put 10% in our care, we should be that.
神给你做百夫长，你就忠心做百夫长。
You God made you a centurion, be faithful as a centurion.
神没有给你做千夫长，你就不要去乱求。
You God did not put 1,000 people under your care, don't ask for them.
好不好？今天我们就讲到这里，前面六个教会。
We talk about the sixth church here.
下一次我们从第七个教，我本来想讲完的，讲不完的，你们时间，我们时间到了，好。
We'll start from the seventh church.
好，我们祷告。主耶稣，人的话语实在有限。
Lord Jesus, our word come to an end.
但我们深深相信，只要里面加上圣灵的印记。
When we know we have the seal of the Holy Spirit within us.
你必会给我们回头的亮光。
You will give us light to remind us.
让我们真知道。
So that we can truly know.
读这些预言
As we study the book of prophecy.
听见又遵守的
As we read and obey them.
都是有福的
Those are those who are
让我们今天就立下心愿
We resolve today.
我们所讲的
Everything that we talk about.
我们回去好好领受
That we will come to learn them.
虽然所讲的很浅
Even though these are very shallow,
但没有关系。
We know it's okay with.
该有多深，圣灵会指示我们。
The Holy Spirit would teach us.
我们把这个地方再一次交在主的手里。
We place this church in your hands.
让这里是既忠心又有爱心。
Not only are we faithful, but we are also loving.
既忠诚又有真实真理的教导。
Not only are we loyal to you, but we also faithful to your word.
虽然小，却是神殿中的柱子。
It might be small, but we become pillars in your church.
这里一切在主面前的活动。
Every activity here before you
都是生命的表现。
Will be manifest your life.
祝福我们的日子。
Bless our days here.
带领我们前面的路。
Guide us on the way to come.
医治我们一切的疾病。
Heal all our diseases.
赦免我们一切的过犯。
Forgive all our sins.
谢谢我们的主耶稣。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
你是死了又活。
You are living today.
并且活到永远的。
You will live eternally.
谢谢主。
Lord, we thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.